With that, it is 9:26. We are going to take a 15-minute break. When we come back, we will wrap up the rest of the items on our agenda for this month's meeting. We'll be at ease for 15 minutes. And welcome back, everyone. We're going to get back to work here. June 2025 GFMP Commission meeting. Just a note, today is National Donut Day. It is held the last Friday, or the first Friday of June every year. It was actually started by the Salvation Army in 1938 to honor their members who would serve soldiers during World War I. And we would like to give a big shout out to Julie Johnson for bringing donuts for us today. Thank you, Julie. We appreciate your kindness. And just a little bit of history for us as we enjoy our donut this morning. And we're going to move to 23 on the agenda, marketing updates, make a splash promotion, tagged fish promotion, camping and day use with a presentation from April. Welcome, April.
Good morning, Commissioners, Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling, April Larson, a marketing coordinator, and I'm here with Chris Hall, too, that's going to be able to jump in and tell you a little bit more specifics. He is the guru when it comes to more of our tag fish activity. He is definitely the angler between the two of our presenting. Make a splash update. I wanted to give an update. So we have our activity for the theme this year, Going Strong. We do have the information out on our website, gfp.sd.gov/makeasplash. For anyone that's maybe listening and don't have access to this PowerPoint, it's a great time to go in, learn about the activity we're doing, how to get involved this year. On the slide, there is a picture of the actual sign that you'll see out in our parks right now. We have them posted by like docks, or if there's swim beaches, if there's a really good lookout onto a pretty water view from a hiking trail, some of them are posted out there. What we're asking is the public, anyone that is doing anything in, on, or around water, they take a picture, they upload it to our submission site, and then with that submission, they'll earn stickers. I did present a quick packet to you as well, so you can see these stickers firsthand. The smallest sticker in that packet is a 2-inch sticker. That is for one activity. We mail that to the completed participant. Once they've completed five, they get the next Make a Splash sticker. That's that die cut one. And then once they complete 10 activities, they get the large 3.5-4-inch sticker at the back there. A really fun activity. We all know that a lot of our users love stickers. I know I love stickers. I put them on my personal electronics and notebooks and everything else. So it's a great way for us to be advertising from marketing, but also rewarding our participants and users that are out in our parks or getting them activated. Once they do complete that 10th activity, they are entered into a grand prize. I'm still working through all the logistics. This year, a sponsor has come forward, though, and offered $5,000 for us to put towards some grand prizes. So we're still in the negotiations with that, but we're really excited to be able to partner with them this year. New for our activity this year, all activities can be done at one park, and that is because of feedback we receive, especially those in, like, say, the upper west, northwest section of the state. It's harder for them to travel to get to multiple state parks with some of the activities that we've done. So we're trying to be more encouraging for all folks to get involved, whether they can drive long distances or not. So far this year, or not even this year, so we really opened this. I told the parks to have those signs posted by May 1st. We wanted to do our official launch on open house weekend, so that would have been the weekend before Memorial Day. And so far, we've had 96 participants that have submitted a photo of them being active in and or around water. That has been 34 submissions. So we're averaging about three users per group with a submission. Two activities is what we're averaging right now, so that's something that we're trying to track this year, because instead of having them go to multiple locations, we're curious about how many activities can they actually do as well in and around the water. Lewis and Clark so far has been the most popular submission, and we're noticing, like all years, all ages are getting involved. That's something that we've been really trying to do each year with our park theme, is making sure that, say, grandma and grandpa are comfortable taking their grandkids, say, out to the park and being able to participate. So we're right on track. There's some great photos there of users that have already submitted photos. I'm going to turn it over now to Chris to talk about the Tag Fish.
Yeah, so Chris Hall, Communications Specialist. The Tag Fish promotion is something that we started as a little bit of a pilot project last year. I wish I could take credit for that great idea, but it was actually Secretary Roebling's idea when he came in one day and said, why aren't we tagging some fish and giving away some prizes? So last year we started that out at Farm Island. Had our fisheries crew tag a couple hundred fish and put them back in, and really had great reception. There's something about catching a tagged fish, and it resonates from if you're a diehard angler to, you know, a three-year-old with a cane pole even. And it really went off well, and Secretary Roebling challenged us to come up with a way to expand this program but not work harder. We always talk about, you know, the time crunch, and we only have so many employees, so literally, we sat down with the park supervisors and park managers and our fisheries people and said, how can we get more of these tagged fish into more places and get them back to us without having to work harder? And really, our parks folks and our fisheries folks certainly stepped up and said, look, if we know we're doing this, this can be part of our just normal spring operations. And that was really important, because it's hard to make those asks when we know our guys and girls in brown in the spring are busy. They just are. Every day has more and more and more, and we ask more and more and more of them. So it was really important to kind of figure out how to fit this into their schedule, something that they can look forward to, because most of our fisheries people like to have their hands on fish, and they like to tag fish. They just do, because it's fun. It's, you never know what's going to show up in the nets or in the electrofishing. So that was an important aspect of this ask, was to make sure that we're not just piling more stuff on. And they really did step up, and I offered my help to everybody, and it was done before I even knew it was going on. It was just like, no, we've got 200 fish in Cochrane, we've got 400 fish here. So it was, that was really nice to see, because I catch a lot of grief if I'm asking him to do stuff. Kevin won't, but I will. The other thing we asked the parks folks is to, we don't want to go and dump 400 fish in a Lake Oahe and we'll never see them again. So we really wanted to identify places all across the state where we could find small enough waters where making, you know, putting 200 to 400 fish in a water body, we would get return on those, because we just don't want to tag fish and just have them be gone. So the parks folks did a great job of kind of, you know, working out where we would get some return. All of these are in our state parks, I think, except Herman Park Pond. And I know they're catching those tag fish, because I had a friend from Herman call and go, these yellow tags are everywhere. So that's a good thing. So as you can see, we did 10 lakes across the state, different, you know, different kind of fields. You can go to the Oahe Dam sub-impoundment, and it looks and feels, and there's different kinds of fish than there would be even at Richmond or Cochrane. The other thing is, we didn't want to tag just walleyes. We wanted these fish to be accessible from the bank or from a shore or a kayak year-round. And these are already way out of date. I think Custer is over 60-some returned tag fish. So as you can see, we've had over 100 tag fish returned, which is a little bit more than I think I thought there was going to be, especially this early. But the reception has been great. These people, they come into the parks, or they will send me an email, and every one of them is, you know, the ability for my kid or us to catch a tag fish is a really, really cool thing. And people are saving the tags, and they're putting them in their hats. So it has been a really well-received. I think we've done a pretty good job of getting the word out. But that effort will go on for the rest of the season, because if you're a seasoned angler like Nick Harrington, who isn't here because he's in Hawaii, the main fishing season is May, April, May, June. Well, for a lot of people, especially our camp users, main fishing season is when you're there. And it's warmer weather, it's summer. We think of it as a summer activity. So I think a lot of these fish are going to be coming in throughout the season, because our camp numbers just go ramp up as the summer goes on. So it's been a cool experiment, and it's something that we hope to continue, certainly beyond the Make a Splash this year, and maybe even look at expanding it. But I expect these numbers to keep coming in, and the stories that we get, kids are out there and they catch a fish and one of them's tagged and they're fighting over the tagged fish and then they catch another one. So that's what we're looking for, and everybody's really always really excited to see a tagged fish. So that's all I got.
April, if I could, I just want to ask Chris, there's a prize. What prizes do they get?
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's obvious. So the tag actually says return to a park office for a prize, and the prize is you get one of our Make a Splash t-shirts. So, yeah, good point.
Great question, Madam Chair. April Larson again. I am looking now into camping and day use updates. So as we turn back to the park goals that have been outlined by Director Van Meteren, we are in the process of launching, and just actually launched here Memorial Day weekend, our Cabin Cast campaign. So this is a campaign that is paid through Dakota News Now. We ran something similar to it last year along with the Olympics. This year we're really focused on letting folks know that we do have camping availability, usually along the Missouri River is where we've really been focusing, but we are giving them all of the number of open campsites that are available for that following weekend. And then we're showcasing parks along the Missouri River through that Dakota News Now promotion. So this is really to get folks excited to get out into the summer. Next to me, Chris Hall worked diligently with me and Dakota News Now to create a commercial as well that runs. So that's a 30-second commercial. And we'll hopefully get that at the end here that you can see, really promoting the summer and making sure to take time to get outdoors and really promoting and inspiring folks to get into the parks. The other new feature, we just launched the ability to do a 7-day reminder email to those that have submitted a reservation through our Go Outdoors system. So that's a way for us to be able to help promote and inform of users of events upcoming, or if there's any additional information that users should be aware of. This is a great one that we've actually adapted from other states. I went to one of our vendors' programs that they put on, and I started asking other states about this 7-day reservation email, and I learned that it's actually fairly consistent by other states to have a reminder email go about 7 days before arrival. So this will help with our goal as well about getting folks into the park, reminding them about their reservation, but also hoping to increase our actual event participation, which is one of our goals this year as well. So getting that word out. The other active one that we still have ongoing is the See for Yourself campaign. This is our partnership that's paid with Lawrence and Schiller here in South Dakota, and we're going strong with this campaign. It's been a really fun one, even from my vantage point as a user, going in and seeing these ads on Facebook and being able to see even how the public is interacting with the posts. I've been finding that everyone is at very different journey levels with understanding our brand and what amenities and activities we have offered. I remember even seeing one comment about our camping cabins. Someone didn't know that we even had camping cabins in our state parks, and those are prevalent in most all of our state parks. So it was really nice to see that there's actually user engagement off of that, and then there was even testimonials that came off of that post about, yes, we love the camping cabins, they're a great resource. And so it's nice to be able to see them actually engaging with these. The other see for yourself following last year's campaign that I presented would be those Google ads. We also have ads running through like Instagram and then TripAdvisor, and then we have some additional retargeting efforts off of that that we're following this year. The fun thing for me, being the marketing person that I am, is being able to watch more trends this year. Because we were able to pull specific data last year, I now have the ability to compare how last year is performing in comparison to this year. So I do have a few slides here to show our lodging goals specifically. So this is something that we laid out, Director Van Meteren, that we wanted or are looking to increase our nightly use again in 2025. So this graph on the screen shows how many nights have been reserved so far in that gold. And then gray is our targeted goal. So this would show the current reservations throughout the year in 2025. And then, so it may seem insignificant initially, but this is where we are new for this year, is being able to then compare the trend to last year. We are up a couple percentage points, about 4% increase in compared to 2024 with our reservations compared to last year. So I have been tracking month to month. So from my vantage point in marketing, I would see our efforts as being very successful. Hopefully we continue this upward trend. We are following that same kind of linear curve, so that's exciting to see, but steadily increasing. And then the next slide, this is just a fun one that it's been interesting to note this year. So month-to-month reservation change. So this would be when folks are booking the most lodging. So this is all just modern lodging. We notice it decreased right around January of 25, which for me was really interesting, because if you look for trends on like tourism and those booking like big cruises and everything, it's right at that new year that folks are looking for that good buy and they're really thinking about those big vacations. So once they get through those big vacations, then February, we saw a really great peak, and that's when our 90-day reservation opens. The lodging is on that full year reservation window, so they can be reserving any time of the year. But I thought that was really interesting from a marketing standpoint, that we are seeing right after that the big vacation, then comes probably more the closer to home vacations. And now we're steadily staying right around that 11% for change from reservations month to month. So that's what we're continuing to push for, is another influx. A lot of our messaging this summer will be turning eventually into hunting in the fall or fall destinations, hunting, fishing, getting out into the parks before the school year, all of that. Right now, we do have quite a few openings during the week in our modern lodging, so there is an opportunity for us to continue to grow this window. But something fun to share that we are being able to track this year is more of our statistics and trends. And with that, I will turn it back over to Hull to see if we can pull up the commercial.
Meant for having fun, making memories, and spending time out. Stop what you're doing right now and schedule your state park camping adventure today. We have campsites, camping cabins, and modern lodging available. The perfect option for your South Dakota summer adventure. Make a camping reservation at GoOutdoorsSouthDakota.com today.
Yeah, it was Nick and my wife. The big thing to point out there is that last screen, the fishing screen, will have weekly changes on what campsites are available for the weekend. And that'll show during the cabin cast, during the weather. And really pushing, each week we have a specific park that we're featuring, but focusing on the weather in those corners of the state and really pushing this, hey, the weather's good, there's campsites available, go out. But that is a dynamic commercial that will change with campsites that are available every week.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? April, the only one, when you look at all your marketing efforts, is there one or two that seems to be proving better as a tool for you, for the department?
I might let Chris Hall take this one. My initial reaction, just because we have a lot of free messaging that we do. Currently, we are working with the individual local state parks to be really promoting what they have available for park openings. So we're seeing a lot of Facebook posts right now. We're actually, my feed is, I've been joking, being flooded because I follow all the parks with just all the available campsites this weekend. So we've been seeing a lot of interaction that way. We're also working through the summer park series that we send out a newsletter out to our park users. If they go out to our website and sign up for our newsletter, they'll receive a weekly update on the events that are happening, details about those specific sites that are open up, and then if there's any newer information. So for example, it's construction season, so we try to get some of those construction messages into those as well. So I would say initially those are the numbers I'm really tracking right now, is more or less what we're sending, and our open rate on our emails are still really strong. We've been going good with those. We haven't seen any analytics, just because we are still newer in our See for Yourself campaign and the Dakota News campaign. But just how much I've seen myself out on social media and everything, I know that we're making a dent and being able to see that trend with modern lodging. That's really encouraging as well.
No, I'd agree. We haven't seen any analytics yet. The cabin cast thing is something we did 10 years ago. For about 3 or 4 years and just kind of backed off on it. And then when we had the opportunity last year over the Olympics to try to boost some of that August lull in the parks, there was a definite, you could see that made a difference. Those camping sites were going up in a lot of places in August. And even due to, even with some hot weather, it seemed that we saw some really good bumps. So it'll be interesting to see how that works, and I think the analytics on all our social will be really interesting to see in what works and what doesn't.
Good job. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Very good.